Zakhshaini. And the stars are about to come out and put that to an end, but we still can pick up some lessons from today's holiday that I think are well worth contemplating, and hopefully we'll walk away with some good lessons from there. Pesach Sheni is not a well-known holiday. It's certainly doesn't compete with Pesach Rishon, the one that we all know, Pesach, and all other major holidays. This is some sort of a minor holiday on our calendar with very little required observance. There is a custom that some have to actually eat matzah today. There's a custom that some have that omit a certain part of the davening, the prayers. It's tachnon. Not much is happening today, and you could really pass through the day and not notice that it's any day of significance. But it is, and it's actually a story that happened in the Torah, and I think we can focus on the point here. And let's start from a different angle, and we'll come back to it. So there's the greatest question that any thinking person needs to ask is the question of tzaddik v'raloi. Why do bad things happen to good people? Actually, I have a series that I give on it, and it takes that's not an answer you not a question you address in just one little sitting. But there's always little aspects to it that you get from this side and from that side. And to today, let's focus on one very specific one. And truly, probably one of the most bothersome ways of asking the question of why do bad things happen to good people. One of the most bothersome ways to ask the question, and one of the most bothersome aspects of the question that bother us as human beings, is when we're trying to do something good and something bad happens to us. We're about to do a mitzvah and bad things happen to us to stop us from doing the mitzvah. I mean, this is something that we think we witness all the time. You know, I want to fast on Yom Kippur, but I don't have the health to do it. The doctors tell me that it's a danger, it's a sakana. Allah tells me that I'm therefore not allowed to. I want to. Too bad, can't. I want to eat matzah on Pesach and I don't have teeth. I do, by the way. But what are you supposed to say about that? He's just trying to do the right thing and he's stopped because of, something that is not destined to be. I'd like to daven. I'd like to read from the Chumash, but I can't because the letters are floating all over the page. I have trouble reading. I'm trying to do a good thing and I'm not being allowed to. Tzaddik v'ra'lo, I'm trying to be a tzaddik and I'm not getting help from above. I'm getting pushed back from Hashem. I'm not being allowed to do the good stuff. It's really bothersome philosophically and emotionally as well. Trying to daven with kavana. I want to have intent when I daven, and I want to understand the prayers. I want to connect with Hashem. And I can't. I've got ADD, and it's all over the place. I can't connect with it. Tzaddik v'ra'lo, I'm trying to do something good, and it's just not working. I'm not being allowed to do it. I want to create this bubble of clean space around me, and a place where I can exist. A place where I can exist in a level of purity, and the whole world around me is challenging that and not allowing me to do that. So that's another expression of tzaddik v'ra'lo, is that somebody who's trying to do something good and it's just not going for him. I want to do kibbud av va'em, but it's becoming impossible. I want to honor my parents. A person doesn't have parents. They want to do great mitzvahs, but they can't. They don't have the wherewithal or the conditions. And so this is something that inside of every one of us to say, why? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why does Hashem stop me from doing good things that I'm finally trying to do something good? And then Hashem says, no, you can't do it. So what do we do with that? So the Ramchal teaches us something, or Moshe Chaim Lutzato teaches us that if you look in the Sefer Derech Hashem, the Way of God, you'll see that he addresses this concept of why do bad things happen to good people in many, many different aspects. And one of them, he tells us that what may be going on at that particular moment is that you're trying to do something good and Hashem is pushing back in order for you to exercise more perseverance and more conviction and to try harder to do it and to succeed. And then it will be an expression of greater dedication to Hashem, an expression of greater ability that I never knew I had. It'll be an ability for me. Think about the treadmill, right? The treadmill, if you're going like flat, you're just walking, you're not burning many calories. But then if you want to really accomplish something, you just press that button and that treadmill goes up. It's in an incline, and now you are putting so much effort to accomplish the same mile, but you're accomplishing much more if your goal is to burn calories. But the Ramchal teaches us that Hashem at times will do this, make it harder for us to achieve our goals in order to allow ourselves to prove to prove to ourselves, to become greater people, to grow, and to exhibit a greater dedication to Hashem. So the lesson he's teaching us is, if you don't succeed, try again. Try harder. And, you know, I have a friend who told me that when he does these customer service calls, and you get somebody who doesn't understand what they're talking about. You know, hello, this is Michael Stein from United Airlines. How can I help you? I say, yes, I'd like to make a reservation. Oh, you'd like to make a confirmation? No, I'd like to make a reservation. Oh, United Nation? He doesn't understand what you're talking about. So what do? The guy told me, do hookah. What's hookah? Not the stuff you smoke, but hookah is hang up, call again. HUCA, hang up, call again, try again. And so this is what we got to remember. When we try, we don't succeed. It's just not working. So try again, start again, try again. And this is a lesson that we learned from a story that happened in the Torah, and it's the story of Pesach Sheni. The pasuk tells us as follows. There's a story. The second year that the Jews come out of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, it's time for Pesach again. But some people were not ritually pure. They were tame. They were ritually impure at the time that you were supposed to bring the Pesach. And if the type of impurity is that they came in contact with a corpse, with a dead body, with bones, they are tomei meis, and they cannot bring the carbon Pesach. That's the way it is. It's just like every other mitzvah has its definitions and its rules and its ways that you have to do it. Pesach, carbon Pesach, the sacrifice of Pesach has rules itself. And if you missed it, you missed it. But the people in the second year who missed it, and they were tumel nefesh, they were doing a mitzvah, they were burying the dead, they were taking care of bones. They were people who were impure. They came in contact with the bones of a human remains. They couldn't do the Pesach on the proper day. They came in front of Moshe and Aaron and they said, They said, okay, we know that we are impure and we came in contact with the dead body. But Lomanigara, why should we be any worse than everybody else? Why should we lose out? Labilti Hakuv is a carbon Hashem, that we're going to lose out. We're not going to be able to bring the carbon of Hashem. But Ma'ay the B'tok B'nai Yisrael, in its right time, amongst the rest of the Jewish people. And these people were not just complaining and say, hey, why are we worse? Our sages teach us that they were crying out from the depth of their soul and saying, we don't want to miss this mitzvah. Lama nikara, why should be worse? Why should be less? Isn't there any way? Can we hookah? Can we hang up and call again? Can we try again? Is there possible? And the lessons that we are taught to learn from them is don't give up. Keep on trying. If I can't connect during davening, okay, what was, was. Try now. Start again. Try again. Hashem knows that he is the one who made the treadmill on a harder angle. And he takes that into account. And he's looking for our efforts. And our Ramchal tells us in Mesillas Yesharim that the most important part of service of Hashem, of Avodas Hashem, is the desire of the heart and the longing of the soul. It's about our ratzon, it's about what we want to do, what we're trying to do. And the Mishnah Menachos is well known. The Mishnah says, Rachmana Liba Boy, Hashem wants our hearts. That's what he wants. He desires our hearts, not necessarily our actions, our hearts. We'll explain this more a little bit later. And Chazal teaches us that Hashem looks at it and he says, if there's a machshava taiva, if a person has a good thought, a good intention, mitzarfa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzarfa l'maisa, Hashem attaches it to a maisa. So this is understood that even if there is no action that is done afterwards, this is one of the explanations, even if there's no action that is actually done, I did not succeed in doing any action. I failed, but I tried and I really wanted to. So Hashem connects it to a maisa. So one of the commentaries explained that as actually that's even better in some aspect than trying and succeeding to do your action. Because your action of a mitzvah is going to have a lot of imperfections, because that's what we are, we're human beings, and our actions aren't going to be perfect. So, but sometimes if we try hard and we don't succeed and we now have to leave it up to Hashem, and Hashem will say, okay, I'll consider it as if the action was done, Hashem is going to combine it together with an action that which is very pure. A action that is not having any human failings and the natural impurities that we have to our actions. It's Hashem's action that he puts to that. So while we always try to do the actions because that's what Hashem wants us to do, we need to have encouragement that even if we don't get there, Hashem is looking for our heart. So in this case, in the story of the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, the story actually ended up in an interesting way, a surprising way. Hashem revealed to the Bnei Yisrael that actually he was planning on giving them another mitzvah, which was not yet revealed. On Har Sinai, this was not yet revealed. It was waiting for a moment where there would be sincere individuals who would beg for it and say, Lama Nigara, why can't we do it? We want to have a part in it. And they would generate a schus of a merit that is generated by their great willpower and wanting for to grow and more kedusha, more holiness. Hashem was waiting to give that mitzvah at the time when Klal Yisrael would reach up and ask for it. And this is connected. I don't think we should go there right now, but this is connected to the week that we are in. In the week in the spheres, according to the Kabbalistic counting, the week of Hoyd, I'll just say parenthetically, the Midah, the aspect that Hashem bows and admits and acknowledges towards human beings. He's murdered to them when they actually truly seek to grow. That's parenthetically. Let's get back to our topic. The Chazal tell us that sages teach us the Megalgalin Schusay De Zakai, that a merit gets rolled onto those who have merits. So this is the case when the people who had merits of wanting to do the Karma Pesach, and they introduced this concept of try again, don't give up. These people were the ones who merited in getting the additional mitzvah down for the Bnei Yisrael forever after. But that was an exception to the rule. Because usually when we try and we're up against an impossible set of circumstances, the answer is no. You tried as hard as you can, and often the answer is no, you can't. You can't fix things up when they're broken to that degree. You can't. You missed the opportunity. You can't. There are limitations. We have physical limitations that we can't do things that we try to do. Sometimes we, as hard as we want, we could say try harder. Can't try harder. The guy's in Siberia. He can't. Somebody's has paralysis. Can't do certain things. Person's sick. Can't do certain things. There were COVID closures. We couldn't do certain things. No matter what we tried, it wasn't appropriate. We couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. Big major sections of the Jewish nation were not davening with the minyan for long times. We couldn't do it for whatever reason. What do you do when the appropriate thing is not hang up and call again? Sometimes we put ourselves in, we find ourselves in impossible messes that we can't work our way out between man and man. As much as we are able to hang up and call again, to try it again, hookah, we need to do it. But sometimes we come to terms with that, can't do it. As hard as I try, it's not going to happen. How do we deal with that? Sometimes Hashem is saying no to us. And it's very humbling to be able to have to accept that. And sometimes very difficult to have to embrace deeply the disappointment and embrace deeply that it's not meant to be and accept it. And I guess we could call that hookah as well. Hang up and completely accept. So we're going to go from hookah to hookah. We're going to start off doing as much as we can. We're going to hang up and call again. And when we're certain that we can't do anything else, we're going to hang up and completely accept. And that's what Hashem wants from us. That is our avodah, is sometimes to accept. It takes humility. It takes a stepping back and looking at the perspective, looking at the silver lining, looking at it from Hashem's perspective. And understanding that really, we're playing a small role in this world. Really, what is up to us? Can we get stuff done? Actually not. To actually facilitate and do something, really, that's up to Hashem if he wants us to be successful or not. Right? We can try to pick up the pen and sign a letter, a check, and our arm may not work. Hashem may say, no. But what is up to us? Who am I? What is in my control? What is the only thing? Anything exterior, any movement, any attempt, any action, any success, any accomplishment is really not up to me. If Hashem allows me to do it, empowers me, and fuels me, energy, gives me energy, that's not It's not up to me. That's up to Hashem. It's already beyond me. What is up to me? My rotzen. My will. That's all I have. That's all who I am is my will. And that's all that Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to want. He wants us to do it. He wants our will. You know, there's a famous quote. Ein davar ame b'fnei ha-rotzen. It's actually not, I couldn't find it in Chazal, but I found something close to it in the Zohar, which says something along the lines that everything depends. Everything depends on the rotzen. But the word, it's a well-known phrase in Jewish tradition. Ein davar ame b'fnei ha-rotzen. Nothing stands in front of the will. Well, what if it does? What if I tried everything it could and I can't do any more? There's a lot that stands in front of my willpower, right? If I'd like to be very strong and pick up 400 pounds, I don't know if that's possible. If I'd like to be 6'2", even if I really, really, really willed it, I don't know. I don't know if I can't do it. So what does it mean? Ain't davar ame b'fnei ha-rotzen. There's nothing that stands in front of the will. If I really just want it, it will absolutely happen. Yes, it's true that we need to want things and we have the amazing energies and our willpower and we could do so many things from our willpower. But ultimately, there are sometimes that Hashem says no. It's up to Hashem. It all starts with willpower, obviously. It all starts from the rotzen. But sometimes there are things that stand in the way of the will. So what does this mean? So I saw one time it from the Imre Emes understood it, a little twist. And he says, yeah, of course. Doesn't mean that nothing's going to stand in the way of the willpower and you will succeed in everything you endeavor and everything you really want. Doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is nothing stands in the way of your will. There's nothing standing in front of us willing the right thing. Nothing, no matter if we are completely paralyzed or imprisoned or completely without ability, without any luck, without anything up against the biggest brick wall, nothing can stand in the way of our will. Ein davar ame b'fnei ha-rotzen. Nothing stands in the way of our will. Not that nothing can stop us from doing what we will. That's not true. But what is true is nothing can stop us from wanting. Nobody can stop us. And as a matter of fact, Hashem doesn't even stop us from wanting. That's our makom bechira. That is our little sliver of the pie of this entire creation, is our will, is our bechira. What do we want? Do we want it enough? Do we really want it? Do we want it enough? Can we want it more? Obviously, part of that wanting is to put every physical effort to make it happen. But we need to make a distinction in what's up to us and what's not. So let's just recap here. What our lessons are from Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the day that we learn hukkah. Hang up and call again. You didn't succeed? Try again. Try again. Try again. And when I can't try anymore, hukkah. Hang up. Completely accept that I can't do it. I actually have a card here on my desk and a friend of mine who is a very, very, very valuable person, lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he's actually a consultant for personal growth. And he has a card that he made with this very message and has two sides to it. And one side, you read it and you say, did you do enough effort? Maybe there's one other thing you could do. Is there a little crack that you can still attempt to make a better situation? Can you make it better in one way or the other? It keeps on encouraging that way. Then it hits the bottom and says, okay, you did it all and there's nothing else to do. Turn the page. And it says, the other side of the card, deeply embrace and accept the reality of what you can't do. Be okay with it. You're not in control of everything. It's okay. and come to terms with it, and get to the bottom of the page and say, hey, ask yourself a question. Is there something else that you could do? Turn the other side. And this is really the story of our life as productive human beings. And of course, it's of the Hashem. Is there anything else I can do? And if there isn't, it's okay. Embrace it.